Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, you got a five-yard rule with the cornerbacks, right? The Mel Blunt rule, right? Now with the push thing with Hurts, you got to be a yard back now. So don't tell me you can't have those safeties closer to the line of scrimmage than they are. I was in games where I'm thinking, hey, too high, they're out in outer space. Too, I couldn't even find us. And they're playing with nine guys, right? Where are the other two? Oh, the other two, they're so daggone far back, and even though they're part of damn play. I'm telling you, we got to change this thing.
Mel Kiper. Did he get more Southern as that clip went on? He starts like building in an accent, and then goes with a straight up dang.
How old is he?
64.
He's got a lot of energy for, guess how old he is? 64.
Is he?
He's 64 years old.
I am hot today.
Yeah, wow.
First, I remember Ricky Williams, 42 carries in week three against the Bills.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot of energy for 64.
Sure. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Kevin Cole of the Unexpected Points podcast and Substack. Great subscription. Great former PFF guy coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll get a couple calls to catch up on some ideas. So you heard the Kiper clip. There's a big conversation about football and explosive plays. And we'll dig into the meat of that with Kevin Cole coming up in a minute. He's got an interesting perspective. I was retweeting and pushing a lot of what he said because I think it's a big part of it, the conversation about explosive plays in the NFL. But the fun part of what we're doing today is taking your suggestions about, like, what is the crazy rule you do want to see? That's a crazy idea, limiting safeties and where they can line up. To me, it's not impossible to enforce. I mean, illegal defense is something that we have seen before. The NBA had an illegal defense, and there's a defensive three-second call. And Major League Baseball had a defensive evolution, and then they said, that's not legal anymore because it's ruining the sport. So I think this conversation kind of gets to, no, the sport is not being ruined. I do not think we have some sort of long-term insurmountable problem. But if it ever looked like that, then I would fully support the NFL changing the rules. You don't just have to accept the evolutions of your sport. Once they start to get bad for your sport, you course correct.
Yeah.
You know, if defense figured it out and it got to where no one scores touchdowns, they'd be like, okay, well, we got to change that. You know, so what's your crazy rule? It can be football, it can be any sport out there. 803-0550 to join us, and 1-888-550-2550. Rodgers looked good, a lot better than he did in the first two games, and the Patriots, the honeymoon appears to be over.
Also, the Jets kind of showed you a little bit of what the answer is to when defenses are backing up on you. I don't know if the Patriots are doing it as much as everybody, because they still play a lot of man coverage, I guess, but how were the Jets getting a lot of yards yesterday? Rodgers was throwing the ball 5 to 10 yards.
Yards after catch.
And then, right, it didn't matter who it was. Braylon Allen, Breece Hall, Alan Lazard would look like Gronk out there in a couple of plays. Like, the Patriots just couldn't stop the Jet guys from getting yak.
And that's what the Bills' plan has been, right? They've been trying to move to more of a yak-based system and team. Shakir gives them that. The idea is that Curtis Samuel can give them that. Keon Coleman is supposed to be an explosive playmaker, which, by the way, like maybe we'll get more of this on Monday when it's actual game day. I'm ready for the Keon Coleman breakout. He has one nice catch and had a good day against Arizona. I'm ready for a nice little... We had the Marvin Harrison explosion. Yeah. We had the Malik Nabers explosion. Odunze has not done that at all, but the Bears' passing offense is stuck in the mud right now. Brian Thomas Jr.'s had a moment or two.
Yeah. He's yet Coleman's yet to have that route, that play, the runway play that, that we had in mind before the season.
Yeah.
Like, that one hasn't really happened yet.
Nope.
It's only been four catches.
Yeah, he's got five catches. Six targets?
Yeah. And there hasn't been a lot of you throw it to him in space, and hey, that's why he was a punt returner at Florida State.
There's also not been a basketball play throw. I guess the one on the sideline is kind of a little bit
yeah.
But like high pointing a ball, that's some of what he does, the body control stuff. So be cool if we see some of that come Monday night. Craig in Williamsville. Hey, Craig, good morning.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
Morning. Good.
Very good.
You guys were talking about the closet and Ken Coffin, so... I'm a friend of Ken's. He's just a great guy, and I just wanted to give a shout-out. I'm glad he was honored. I was one of the people that he worked with in one of your – in that music closet. He did one of my jingles for my law firm, Small Law. He did Hurt Slip Fall, Call Craig Small. So Ken's awesome. He did – he worked for you guys for a long time. Probably, I don't know if you worked there then, but
– Oh, yeah, I did.
He's great.
Yep.
And that closet did exist.
That's right. That's right. The jingle room. Thanks, Craig. Had a couple people write in that they had been in that room and done – musical stuff as well.
Room or closet?
Room.
Definitely room? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Filled with enough instruments that made it look a little, you know.
Because there were so many things in it.
Yeah. 803-0550. The Rodgers, by the way, also from last night, the Rodgers rejected hug stare down.
Yeah. So, I don't love playing the, ooh, what did he say on the sidelines game, right? Because that's Diggs-esque, isn't it? Let's all guess at what the guy on the sidelines said. But when not only when he pushes Rodgers, but it was, to me, pretty evil glare that he gave his head coach after he tried to hug him.
As the person that always wants to downplay sideline stuff because... I think it's a net negative that we see these interactions because we all just insert our own things. Have you not seen somebody in sports make a play and you go to hug them and they push and say, back up off me, I'm the man, I'm him. You know, you make a play sometimes as a professional athlete, you look mad.
Yeah.
We had Diggs, not mad at somebody else, but he's on the sideline after a touchdown with a mean mug face hitting his chest like I'm... Sometimes when you make a good play, you look mad. Because you're so pumped up. Is that possible what he did there? Could that be it?
Yeah.
He just doesn't want a hug.
But
you can't touch me, get off me.
So I'm watching though, I'm watching a video that the Jets put out.
What is the play before?
The play before he comes over to the sideline?
Yeah.
Isn't that the touchdown?
Right.
Yeah.
So
but I will say he walks away. There's another video where he walks away from Robert Saleh. He slaps up the next guy. And then the third guy goes in for the hug, Breece Hall. He gives Breece Hall a hug.
Wait, so he pushes away Saleh.
But he hugs Breece Hall.
But he pushes away Saleh, but then he does shake his hand and slap and dap him up.
Does he? Okay. Let's what? He walks over, claps. He comes out for the handshake. Rodgers wants the handshake with Saleh. He doesn't want the hug. That's what happens.
You know what's funny? Is the zoom out show...
No, don't hug me. Don't hug
me. It's a little zoomed out. It shows more of it.
Yeah.
Because on the zoomed in video, you can't see that he has slapped up Saleh before the push.
Right. But he very quickly is like, no, don't hug me. Don't hug me.
Maybe he just doesn't want to hug.
But then he hugs Breece Hall.
He doesn't like coach hugs.
I don't know if he likes Robert Saleh. All right, I'll do it. I'll recklessly speculate. I don't think Aaron Rodgers likes Robert Saleh.
Well,
there.
The good news
Bam.
Is...
Coach controversy.
He doesn't have to. Just got to win games.
Well, Saleh might need him to.
How much of that is a point here? If they lost that game and that highlight exists, it's Armageddon. Instead,
they
won the game.
They won the game. They won it comfortably. Yeah. I don't know. And then he did you hear his answer after the game about it? That it was that, like, Robert's a hug guy. You know, I'm not, the game's not over type of, I don't know, just... trying to explain it away after. He just always comes off as not being sincere. It's hard to, you know, accuse him of lying every single time, but he just never comes off as sincere. I don't know how to trust it. So, it doesn't need to be a thing. It's just, it was weird, right? Yep. It was just weird.
Sure.
Hug your coach. You scored a touchdown, he wants a hug. Don't push him away. You're showing him up a little bit. You know, all the dig sideline videos, he's never shoving a guy like that.
No, that's why I called it a light Kelsey-ing, because Kelsey pushed Andy Reid.
He
in
really
the
did.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, he did.
If you win the game, it just goes away. That's it. You have a sideline dust-up and you win, everything's fine. 803-0550. Football Friday. It is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your day the Crosby's way. Jeremy and Joe chatting it up about crazy rule change ideas. You got Mel Kiper saying about the two high safeties. Rodgers said something about Kiper after the game.
Did he?
He said, three games in, the game plan for every team has been to take away Garrett Wilson. It's Mel Kiper's worst nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah. Because defenses are, you know, putting safeties over the top and making sure Garrett Wilson doesn't beat them. What did Garrett Wilson do yesterday? Caught a touchdown. Didn't matter.
On a perfect throw, by the way. They're also using Braylon Allen out of the backfield a lot.
Yeah.
And that guy looks, he might be, it's three games, but how many other guys in the league look like that where it's just defenders like wince when they hit him?
Yeah.
Because that's what it looks like when they hit Braylon Allen.
He looks like
he's huge.
You know, we're talking about run versus pass and cycles. Braylon Allen looks like an old school running back of like size and speed. And
so it looks like he should have a neck roll?
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's pretty big. Joining us on the Western Hotline is Kevin Cole, friend of the show. I've had him on several times of the Unexpected Points podcast, newsletter, Substack, all that. Kevin, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. I was yesterday's conversation, we've kind of turned it in today about, you know, crazy rule change ideas that you like or you would support after the football world got set on his ear by a suggestion of banning two high safeties. But the larger conversation, Kevin, I think is interesting and doesn't have to go too far into film study. I think what Mel Kiper is getting to and what football, whatever, if you want to say people that follow the data of it or follow the stats, the downtick in passing, the downtick in explosive plays, the downtick in touchdowns is because of what defenses have decided to do and how they've changed.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The way they're willing to play these offenses.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. Of course, you have to combine talking to some subject matter experts on this, and I've tried to do that. But yeah, I think if you look at it, there's a couple different things you want to be able to establish with the data. First is, like, is this a real thing? Is it something that looks like it might reverse? And it pretty much tells us convincingly that the decline that we've seen since 2020 is something that's unprecedented since the passing era really started in the early 80s. So it is something real. And then the second thing is, yeah, defenses are really just saying, you know what, we're going to make you beat us running the ball if you choose to do so. And NFL teams when you check the data, just haven't gotten any better at running the ball, despite what the reflexive answers may be by people on social media or analysts on TV saying, you know, you just run the ball and that's your solution. It doesn't seem to be the real solution, at least according to the numbers I'm looking at.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, running is getting better, but I've seen you've kind of pulled this out that the reason running is up is actually the quarterbacks. And, you know, we, of course, live here in Buffalo. We see Josh Allen. Kyler Murray has averaged 11 yards per carry this season, I think. Like, you're seeing the running quarterbacks are where the running ads are coming from.
Yeah. I mean, to a slight degree when it comes to, like, designed runs for quarterbacks. So if we're talking about, a read option type of situation, but even more to a degree to scrambling. I mean, lots of quarterbacks are scrambling. You get big gains that way. And scrambles are somewhat of a poor way of even measuring the value of that type of play because, you know, if you scramble but you get tackled two lines behind the line of scrimmage, guess what? That's a sack. That's not a scramble. So it doesn't even count as a negative. They can only be positive, these scrambling types of plays. And that's what's boosting even traditional statistics like yards per carry. I think it's 4.5 this year. It would only be 4.2 without scrambles. It would be much in line with the averages. So it's really the quarterbacks just love to scramble now. We have lots of mobile quarterbacks, and those scrambling numbers are bumping up rushing efficiency numbers where they're not really solutions. They're more things that quarterbacks have to do because they can't find guys to pass it to down the field.
Kevin Cole on the Western Hotline. I liked one of the ways you phrased it. You know, as we're hearing all this about limiting explosive plays and the best way to beat that is to run and force a team to change. And you used the phrase something to the effect of defensive coordinators will not play along anymore. That it used to be you could just run it and then switch. And now if you try to run it, they're just going to stay in their base. The Bills have done this for 8 years, nickel defense for 8 years, and daring you to run, saying you're not going to pass over the top of us. And Sean McDermott has ridden that to a big a big amount of success in stopping explosive plays, best in the league since he showed up. So defensive coordinators not playing along as a concept, and why this is not exactly a new cycle in the NFL, but I guess the continued evolution.
Yeah, I think that's really the important thing. Again, you see lots of solutions where people say, you know what we'll do if they're running these too high defenses and they're taking away our explosive passing plays, we'll run the ball, then they'll change, and then they'll let us do the really valuable stuff. Well, I mean, it's kind of an illogical sequence of events, and I do think there is a psychological factor at play where teams have been emphasizing for forever defensively that they want to be physical, that they want to stop the run. We just heard, you know, and everyone kind of mocked the fact that Roquan Smith, before playing the Chiefs in Week 1, said he wanted to make the Chiefs one-dimensional. That's how you stop Patrick Mahomes. I mean, those sorts of concepts have been around for a very long time, and I think maybe defensive coordinators and even defenders themselves have become a little bit more comfortable saying, you know what, if they rip off a 5-yard run and then a 7-yard run and then a 10-yard run, they could have done that in just one pass if we allowed them to pass the ball down the field. We got to be a little bit more comfortable with that. And you're also setting up the opposing offense to have to convert a lot of third downs. And if these quarterbacks can't do it, if they can't convert these third and mediums, then you're going to win by just forcing the other team to punt. So, yeah, the defenses have finally caught on to the fact of it's about stopping points. It's not about necessarily stopping the feeling that we're getting out-physical on the football field.
Is that almost to say, Kevin, kind of that even though like defenses are kind of inviting you to take these smaller plays, like we're not going to give you it down the field, that maybe offenses should say, all right, you're not giving it to us and we might not be as good at it as we were a few years ago, but we're just going to keep trying it anyway?
Yeah, I think there probably has to be a new solution. I don't know exactly what that will be, but one of the problems that I see with a lot of the analysis, again, it's saying, you know, one solution, people are saying, well, you know, offensive line isn't like it used to be, or, you know, we don't run the ball like we used to, or quarterbacks don't play like they used to. Well, you know, if we do everything like we did 15 years ago, then we have the NFL of 15 years ago. I think what's happened in innovations, you know, there was the West Coast offense, which took advantage of a lot of space underneath that wasn't being used in these offenses. Then there was a spread offense, which eventually made its way to the NFL, which again was taking advantage of space in different areas. And I think defenders are now saying, you know what, this space down the field and this intermediate space is extremely valuable. We got to take that away defensively. So now the offenses are going to have to come up with a way, I think, of creating more space, maybe not just throw it for the sake of throwing it, because it is true that it's rational for teams to be running more than they did in the past because the margins between rushing efficiency and passing efficiency have narrowed mightily. I mean, rushing efficiency hasn't gotten any better, but then passing efficiency has gone way down. So it makes sense that you'd be running it more, but I think ultimately the solution is going to be, how do you unlock more passing efficiency? And it might not just be, you know, beating your head against the wall. It might be having to scheme and figure out how to open up space and manipulate the defense with what they're doing now.
Kevin, how much do you subscribe to the idea that it's about quarterback play? 5 years ago, we might be in the golden age of quarterbacks. There's a really good run of young guys with older guys that had hung on for a long time, like Brady, and I mean, Rodgers is still at his peak back then, versus now, Joe and I counted, there's about a quarter of the league is first and second year guys still trying to find their way.
I think it matters. I think it definitely matters. Now, the timing doesn't necessarily align perfectly because a lot of the names that you talk about as passing on in the last 10 years, at least from their peaks, when we're talking about, you know, Peyton Manning, Roethlisberger, Rivers, Drew Brees, all those types of guys, they weren't really in their peaks in 2020 when the NFL passing game was at its peak. So it doesn't align perfectly. But I think what may have happened is because the spread offenses and that have been developed in college, the air raid, all that sort of stuff, a lot of those concepts flowed into the NFL, which also simplified quarterback play in a way. I think the NFL was a step ahead offensively. That masked the fact that quarterback play, we just went through the greatest era of quarterback play, that was a little bit lower than we've seen before. And now that defenses are making it more complicated, or kind of saying, well, we're going to go back to hard mode when it comes to being able to convert third downs and find players down the field, now we're starting to see, you know, the tide has gone back out, and we're starting to see that some of these guys maybe aren't as great as we thought they were when they can't play on an easy sort of mode when quarterback and scheming.
Kevin, how do you feel the Bills are equipped to kind of take all of this into account, the way this whole landscape of the league conversation, the way that they're going about their offense through a couple games, the way they've always played on defense? How do you feel like they're equipped to go about this season playing that way?
Well, you know, it's interesting because obviously we've had, you know, offensive coordinator changes over the years. So I remember, even we're talking about when Brian Daboll was there, they would just pass it like crazy when I thought that was like a really efficient thing to do sometimes, even when Josh Allen hadn't necessarily had his full breakout, which happened in 2020. And now what I see with passes that are underneath, guys who can create yak, I think that's very important to combat some of these things. And then, you know, using Josh Allen as a runner is very, very important. The concern there, of course, is going to be his health. And you're right, on the defensive side of things, I think McDermott has always been ahead of things. And, you know, sometimes it can bite you a bit, like the weather apocalypse game where the Patriots just kept on running over and over again, and you can feel bad about it. But I think you have to look at the larger picture and being able to ride through those things. Obviously, McDermott has built up enough of a reputation there, but I don't think he's as worried on a game-by-game basis. So I think they're doing the right things. I'd be a little bit concerned, though, about Allen's health when it comes to running the ball, but sometimes it's a risk that you have to take in order to drive, you know, a really efficient offense.
Kevin Cole, unexpectedpoints.com, podcast, newsletter, Substack, all of it. Kevin, thanks again, and great work. Talk again soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Unexpectedpoints.com. Got a bunch of good stuff on there. He's got his power rankings. You know where he puts the Bills?
Puts the Bills fourth.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Behind Kansas City?
Behind San Francisco.
What?
Two.
What?
And
there's someone out there that's got the Bills above the Chiefs?
Not just two. At his website, unexpectedpoints.com, the header he gave it is Bills separating from the second tier.
All right.
Boosts the Bills, not just past the Chiefs, but a tier above. It's been a good start for them. Chris Brown, when we get back, I was listening to One Bills Live yesterday or the day before, and Brownie was talking about kind of what Ed Oliver was. The Jags. These games get weird.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, 7:30. That's weird. And Bills Jags can get weird. So we'll talk with Chris Brown, who will have the call of the game on Monday. It is Football Friday, sponsored by Salino Law, Car Crash Call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We are back in a snap, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.